with Renee. Hello, Renee.
Yes.
Hi there, Renee. So my name's Ethan on a recorded line. I'm following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm doing so. It's not a good day, but I'm alright.
Gotcha. Or may I only be about a minute of your time here. I was just wondering to see if you might be able to participate in this lawsuit. Were you using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
I already done filled it out. Why do I have to fill it out again?
Oh, do you already have an attorney?
No, I'm supposed to be being prompt.
Okay. So this is in regards to getting you help with signing up for the lawsuit. Did you use hair relaxers during the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
We're not right then.
No?
No, because we didn't know nothing about it at the time.
Okay.
That it was doing the same to our body. Besides my hair, but my hair started falling out into different spots all over my head.
Okay, gotcha. So you've never had a cancer diagnosis?
I haven't. I have what?
You've never had a cancer diagnosis?
What do you mean by what do you mean by cancer diagnosis?
And so, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
That's what I'm saying. That's what they were saying, that it was my medication, it was the hair relaxers and all that I was using.
Uh huh. And so did they
say... I have been doing relaxer all my life, so...
Okay. What did they say happened because of the hair relaxer? Was it... So it wasn't cancer?
I mean, that's what it was. They calling it... I mean, it was... That's what they say in cancer. It's just like a cali. It just how slick my hair... I mean, it was taking it out in bald spots.
Okay. Did you ever have endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Well, if that is the case, it does sound like we may be able to help you out here. Renee, when did your cancer diagnosis happen?
I'm not good on numbers, so I don't know if...
Do you remember, how many years ago?
Oh, it's been a minute now. I'm going to say it's been in the past 6 years, at least. Might be more than that. I don't know.
Okay. What state was this in?
Mississippi. United States, Mississippi.
Okay, yeah, so that does fall in the statute of limitations. And do you remember what kind of cancer it was?
Mm-mm, I mean, can you name it? Because I was using all kind of relaxers. So that's when I was saying, which one I supposed to be doing? Can you name one? And let me see if that's the one.
Were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes, I had all that taken out. I had surgery.
Okay, which one was it?
Which one was endometrial, fibroid tumors?
Mm-hmm. So did you...
Ovarian down in my private life, you know.
So you also had... You had endometrial cancer?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you mention ovarian cancer as well?
Yes. They had to take everything out.
Okay. I see. Really sorry to hear that you had to deal with all this. You did already say that you don't have an attorney that's helping you file the claim, right?
Yeah, I thought I had done, I'm thinking I had done did a claim.
Yeah, did you ever talk to an attorney about this?
I mean, I thought it was an attorney. Who do I need to see? Because, you know, going back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so did you already, sign up with someone to get some help with this?
Now, that's what I'm thinking. I thought it was being crumped. That's who it's supposed to have been.
Yeah, but did they send you something to sign, or did you have a conversation on the phone with them about this?
I had a conversation on the phone. Have nobody sent me nothing.
They never sent you anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you've never...
If it is, what would it be listed under?
You never got an email or some kind of digital text message?
From where?
From the person that you spoke to?
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know all that. I'm trying to feel my way and see. I told them I needed everything by paper, you know, so I can keep up with it.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if they send me anything or do I need to get it now. Or...
Okay. So you never got any kind of documents to sign?
What'd you say, sir? Say it one more time.
Okay, so you never got any kind of documents to sign?
I don't know about that. Sir, hold on. What'd you say? Can I, you got a donor hole? Give me what, 12 or no? How they come? 12 or 6. Give me 20.
7:35.
Okay, I'm back, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, yeah, no worries. So I just,
okay.
So you never got any kind of documents to sign?
No, I haven't got no documents. They said saying when if somebody called just like now, I didn't know it was you, right? They call 24/7. I don't like playing games on the phone. You know, when I give my information, I'm giving my information. Next, I'm going to be getting, you know, trying to get a lawyer. I'm not for all that, you know, tit for tat, back forth. Because, like I say, I'm thinking they already done did me some papers or whatever, y'all getting back with me. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, I see. That must have been someone else because this is, from I see our records, this is the first time we've actually been able to contact you. But I can get you signed up for this lawsuit within the next 10 minutes.
Can
actually
get
someone to help you.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you did already confirm that you were diagnosed with endometrial cancer, right?
Yes.
And ovarian cancer as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you remember what year it was that you were diagnosed with cancer?
I don't remember. Let me see. Thank you. I don't remember. It's been so long.
Do you remember how old you were when you were diagnosed with cancer?
I just made 61 on Thanksgiving. So it's been over 20 years, I know. It's been a minute. It's been a long day. That's when I say I can't get to... I might have to come back to that question. I can't get it going.
You were diagnosed with cancer 20 years ago?
I'm just saying. It's already 24. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing happened, you know, back then. Can you leave that blank? Can you leave a blank and I get back with you or what?
I would need to get at least your best estimate in order to continue with this.
I don't know.
Do you remember, like, how many, was it like 10 years ago? Was it 20 years ago?
I know. Well, I'm going to say, I know it's been past 10. 10, you go back. Let's see. If you go backwards, I'm just saying back. That's me talking that. That ought to be by right. About 10 years ago. But then that's what I'm estimating. Because it might be more than it. Seriously.
You think it was about 10 years ago?
About 10 years ago or more, you know, or more.
Or more?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it more than 10, less than 15?
Less than 15.
Okay. Yeah. Now, so for a lot of this information, for example, I'll be needing to ask you, like, the names of the hospitals where you were diagnosed and your doctors as well. Do you remember any of this?
I remember what hospital I was going. I was going to see in Hattiesburg Clinic. I was going there.
Okay.
For general, Wesley, I was going through a whole lot, and I had to have surgery. They sent me to Jackson, to United Methodist Hospital.
Okay, you said United Methodist Hospital, and that's in Jackson?
That's in Jackson. That's when I had to have everything taken out. I mean, I was sick. I couldn't sit up. I was nauseated.
Okay, yeah. Is it?
Can't keep nothing down. All I could do was eat soup, do chicken broth, headache, vision. You know, all that. That's putting right now. I might have double vision, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Bad headache.
Yeah, so as far as the year that you were diagnosed, what's your best estimate then?
Best estimate at what?
For the year that you were diagnosed.
Okay, I thought I just said that.
You said 10 years ago? Would you say 2014?
More. I said less than 15.
Okay, would you say maybe like 12 years ago?
I don't want to say the wrong thing. It might not, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be exact. This is just going to be your best estimate, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Would you say, so like between 10 to 15, so like would you say 12 is pretty close?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Okay, so I'll put 2012 then, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, do you remember approximately how old you were when you were diagnosed?
Might have been more than 2012.
Yeah. Do you at least remember, was it after 2005?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
you can say that for certain.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's the only reason why I asked for that date is just because there is a time limit for your diagnosis, so it just needs to be after 2005.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and then you were diagnosed, do you remember about how old you were around this time?
All I can do, I ain't got no calculator. All I can say, I'm 20, just made 61.
Okay, 61.
So I have 61 from 2012.
That would be 49 in 2012.
Huh? What'd you say?
In 2012, you would have been 49.
Oh, okay, 2012, 49. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
And can you remind me again, what was the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
Ford General, Hattiesburg Clinic.
You said Ford General?
Forest General, F-O-R-R-E-S-T.
Okay,
Forest General.
And that's the one in Hattiesburg?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. And that's 6051 U.S. 49, Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Do you happen to remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you as well?
Hold on, sir. Hey, can I pay order now?
No, you can call or do it online on the app or come in.
And come in. Sir, I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to order something to eat because I just left a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
And, okay, what was the question? So I'm finna go get ready to go in whenever she said come in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember the
Forest General Hattiesburg Clinic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I found it. Do you remember the name of your doctor that diagnosed you with cancer?
Oh, Lord Jesus. What is this?
If you're not, if you really don't know, that's okay.
Well, I'm trying to think. Kind of mean so many doctors. That one thing, I'm trying to see which one it is.
Yeah, just try your hardest to see if you can remember, but if you can't, then it's not necessary.
Let me see. Looking at it, I can't even say that. I've done had more than one. Can't even think about the name of it. One, you being your history. One was Dr. Brown in Jackson. That's when I had my surgery.
Okay. You said Dr. Brown?
Yes. Samuel Brown.
Spell the first name for me.
S-A-M-U-E-L. Samuel. Ain't that how they do it?
S-A-M-U-E-L.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Dr. Samuel Brown. And he diagnosed you?
I went and had surgery on it. He did my surgery.
Okay, he did surgery. But you don't remember who diagnosed you?
Edward diagnosed me.
You said Edward?
I said Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg. Okay.
Yeah, Hattiesburg is one that diagnosed me.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. You said Habsburg, is that?
Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg.
H-A-T-I-E-S-B-U-R-G.
Okay, that's your doctor's name.
Hattiesburg Clinic.
Okay. Hattiesburg Clinic.
Yeah, and I went to Hattiesburg for June. And I probably went all over. So I went to Wesley.
Okay, yeah, so it's Hattiesburg General Clinic, Forest General.
Forest General.
Okay, gotcha. Forest General Hospital. Okay, perfect. Okay, and currently, are you living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
We know. You say that again, sir.
Are you currently living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
Neither one of them.
Yeah, and are you living in any of these places right now?
No.
Okay. And so when did you start using hair relaxers?
I've been using hair relaxer. Like I told them, we come up on hair relaxers. I've been using all my life.
Yeah, do you remember like how old you were when you started using hair relaxer?
I'm going to say now.
You said 9?
Huh?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I was saying that was back in the days. I'm trying to see because we're getting pressed in. I'm trying to see that now. Oh, and I'm estimating the time. Sir?
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that date. I don't know exactly know what the date is. Okay, but I know it's the one. I'm going to say 2007.
2007?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just put 1-1-2007. Yeah. And do you remember, like, how many years were you using hair relaxer for?
That's what I'm saying. I've been using hair relaxers all my life.
Are you still using hair relaxers?
No, not now, because they said stop.
Okay, when did you stop?
After having the hair.
Like what year?
What, did I stop?
Yeah, do you remember what year you stopped using hair relaxer?
Soon as they come out and told us we was using it and what the perm was doing to my head.
Okay, yeah, and do you remember, like, when that was?
I'm just not good, no numbers.
Like yeah, this. I understand. Do you remember, like, maybe how many years ago that was?
It's been, it's been over, I'm going to say 10 years ago.
Okay. Would it have been close to the time that you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. So you would say like around, is that when they told you to stop using hair relaxers because of the cancer?
Yes.
Okay, so it would have been like the same. Okay, so would it have been like 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll put 1/1/2012 then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you used it.
I'm doing this right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, so you said you started using it in 2007, right?
I don't know if that's after, yeah.
Okay, so in 2007, I'm trying to do the math about how old you would be. So
yeah.
2024 minus 2007. Okay, so currently you're 61, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 61 minus 7. So in 2007, you would have been 44?
Yeah.
Okay, and what state? Yeah.
44.
So what's... Yeah.
44. I was using it.
Okay. Yes. And when did you start, or what state were you using hair relaxers in? Was this all in Mississippi?
Mississippi. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so you definitely used hair relaxers more than four times, or how many times per year were you using hair relaxer?
You said, how many times a year?
Yeah.
I know I can't answer that, because we get her, we was getting our hair done for us, like, you know, every 2 weeks or every month you do a, my laser would be a month. We did
okay.
It every month for a
okay.
New relaxer.
Once a month?
Once a month.
Okay, gotcha. So my next question, I know, sorry, this is a little bit confusing, but I'll break it down piece by piece. So you started using it in, you said, 2007, right?
Maybe earlier, yeah.
Okay. And then you were using it for 5 years up until they told you to stop in 2012, right?
It might be wrong, man. I don't know them dates.
That was when you were diagnosed with cancer, though, right? When they told you to stop?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you used hair relaxers for like 5 years?
Mm-hmm. I use hair relaxers long than that.
Okay.
Way long than that. It went on 5 years. I mean, you never in my life.
Okay, yeah. Do you know like how many years you were using hair relaxer for?
Do I need to go back to when my mama had me on her last or what?
Just your best estimate.
I mean, I'll tell you, I was little back then. And we were doing hair relax every month.
Okay, like when you were like really young?
Yeah.
Like
up
where
until
you were like
now, these years.
Okay. So you were like a teenager or?
Yeah. It depends on how our hair was.
Yeah, okay. Were you
some
like...
Thick hair, long hair.
Okay, yeah. So were you like in your teenage years? Like were you still going to school when you started using hair relaxers?
Yeah.
Okay, if that's the case, so you were born in 63, if you were 18, so you would have started in, like, the 80s?
Say that one more time, I had to get back in the car to hear this.
Okay, so you would have started using hair relaxers, like, in the 80s?
Yeah, 80s. 80s, I would have been in high school. I would leave in high school and go to college.
Yeah, and is that when you started using hair relaxer?
Yeah. I used hair relaxer before that. You got 4 years high school that I was already using. Then I left high school and went to college. So
okay,
if I'm going to do that, and go back that far, and it'll be longer then.
Yeah, so it would. Okay, so it was when you started went to college?
Yeah, well, they were before that, man. I'm going to say 2012. That don't sound right.
And that's when you stopped?
No. So now we on what year I stopped?
Or what year you started, I meant. So you did. You said you already said you started using it like around like when you were leaving for college, right?
No, I'm saying I would, but probably 12 or 13 years old.
13?
12, yeah.
Okay, so you were about. Okay, so 1963 plus 13 means you would have started using it in 1976.
That's probably about right. It's not
okay.
Early than that.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll put your start date as 1/1/1976, okay? Okay, and then you stopped. Okay, yeah, so you were definitely using it for at least one full year before you were diagnosed with cancer because you were using it for, like, 76 to 2012, so it would have been, like, 40-something years. Yeah, so you're using it for a long time.
Yeah.
So you definitely used hair relaxer more than four times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer, right?
I was already doing hair relaxer.
Yes. Okay. So you did use it, you said once a month, so 12 times a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for your... Okay.
Yeah.
And then you said for your cancer diagnosis, that was the Forest General Hospital Clinic in Hattiesburg, right?
Yes. Forest General Hattiesburg Clinic. I had to go through all this.
Okay, yeah. And you're currently a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Mrs. Renee, what is your birthday?
11/28/1963.
Previously, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome? Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome? Okay. In addition, do you also have any other friends, family, or loved ones that was also hurt by hair relaxers that might need help?
For my mom, she's done passed, and my brother, they done passed.
Gotcha, I see. Well, if anything, we can always follow up another time, and again, I'll give you my contact information as well. Now, for your hair relaxers, were you getting these treatments? Was it just you're at home, or were you going to a salon, or was it both?
I was at home and going to the salon, both of them.
Okay. Do you remember what stores that you would buy a hair relaxer from?
There's a lot of stores where, you know, we can go get our hair, hair products. Sally's, hairstyle store. Order them online or whatever my instructor too, whatever she had me going with that was doing my hair, my beautician.
Okay, yeah. Did you remember any names of the stores? Like, did you go to CVS or?
I went to CVS. I went to Sally's. That's S-A-L-L-Y.
Okay, CVS, Sally's. And do you remember any names of salons that you would go to for your hair relaxers?
I was going to a lot of salons.
Yeah. Do you know at least, like, maybe one of them?
What is it? I'm trying to see. Hair design. K hair design. Hello.
No worries. Take your time.
Hello.
Hi there, I'm here.
Hello. Oh, I was instead of saying hello, I want the thin round pepperoni. Just by itself. The round.
Gotcha.
It's real thin. A large. Real thin. Yeah. You know, you cut them, it be around. It's a round crust. Uh-huh. Real thin. I got to do this. Okay. In light sauce, pepperoni and light sauce. So you have to excuse me. I'm trying to get food and everything. You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, and then do you remember any names of salons that you would go to get your hair relaxers?
I just gave you the name.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. I think you must have cut out there. Could you repeat it for me?
What did you say? What was the question?
Yeah, the names of the salons where you would get hair relaxers.
That's when I said I thought I answered it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did, but I think I didn't hear you or you cut out or something. Can you just repeat it for me, please?
J Hair Designs. I'm trying to think out of.
You said J Hair Design?
I can't do all this. So with it, how many more questions I got?
We're actually almost done here. There should only be another few.
I hope so. This is getting on my nerve now for the answers. Questions. Would I be getting this in the mail? Will y'all be mailing this out?
Well, I can actually have you sign it digitally, and then you can keep the copies in your email as well, and we can also send you something in the mail as well.
Okay, then.
Okay. Do you also have any receipts or empty bottles of hair relaxer?
Receipts? I don't know. Receipts? Do you know how long that be? Not that I say I have. I might have. I don't know yet. I mean, because I haven't been looking for them.
Okay. Don't worry about it. What brand products? What brand
on everything.
Names? Yeah. Huh? What brand names of hair relaxer were you using?
Dark and Lovely. What is Dark and Lovely? Madison, maybe.
Dasani.
I don't know, baby. A lot of shit I'm here. I just don't have the hair relaxer. Janet Hair Salon. I know I'm looking at these parents and can't even say their name. Right on with the Dark and Lovely stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And you were using these the entire time while you were using hair relaxers?
Different one. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Dark and Lovely entire time. Okay, and then your cancer diagnosis did, of course, happen at least 2 years after you were using hair relaxers, because you were using it for many years, since you were like 12 or 13. During that time, was there ever a period where you stopped using hair relaxers?
You say anywhere, what now?
Yeah, so while you were using hair relaxers, was there ever a time where you took a break or you stopped using hair relaxers and then started
no,
again?
No, because at that time we weren't taking no break. We were just getting our hair done
okay.
every month. We didn't know
okay.
anything about that.
Gotcha. Yeah, and then you said you were told to stop using hair relaxers because of cancer when you were diagnosed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so that's when you first became aware of the connection between hair relaxer and cancer?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll put down that date as 2012 for when you first learned about this, okay?
Yes.
And what kind of treatment were you getting? I know you mentioned you had surgery. Did you also have any, like, chemotherapy, for example?
You say, hey, Gabby, any what, chemo?
Yeah, did you what kind of treatments were you getting for your
Mm-mm,
cancer?
I started, when I found out, I was already going through having fibroids and all them tumors and stuff. My stomach wasn't holding nothing on it. Nausea, you know, wasn't nothing working.
Okay, yeah. So you got your tumors removed and you had surgery?
Yeah, I had to do all that.
Okay, so this was also in 2012 when you were diagnosed?
Mm-hmm. I thought I was just going through like a stomach virus or something. That's what I was
okay.
thinking, but it wasn't that. It was dealing with the prunes because it was burning my hair out.
Okay, yeah. I remember you mentioned the doctor, your surgeon. Was that Samuel Brown?
That's the one that did the surgery in Jackson.
Okay. You said this was in Jackson?
Yeah. I had nothing in head for probably 4 days.
Okay, yeah. What was the name of the hospital where you had your surgery?
That's what I was saying. In Jackson?
Was it Jackson County Memorial Hospital?
It was Jackson. United Healthcare, United Methodist Care.
Jackson United Methodist?
Yeah, United Methodist Hospital.
Okay, gotcha. Is that hospital closed now? I don't see it here on the map.
Yeah, well, it probably is because that's where, like I say, I had my surgery and I couldn't do... And I couldn't do nothing because I had to stay in there over a week or something because I couldn't walk.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see if I can find it here. Do you remember?
Y'all got me
like,
light sauce, ain't you? Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Light sauce. Pepperoni. Yeah. Light sauce. Okay. What'd you say?
Okay, yeah, so you said it was called Jackson United Methodist Hospital, right?
It was in Jackson. It's called United Methodist Hospital.
Okay, gotcha. Methodist. Yeah, because when I look it up, I don't see anything. Was it Methodist Rehabilitation Center?
Mm-mm. At the time, it wasn't.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking it's possible that maybe they closed or they might have changed names during this time. Was it University of Mississippi in Jackson?
Yeah, it might have been the university. I had
this
to go
one,
there,
I'm,
too.
Yeah, here it's at 2500 North State Street.
Yeah. I had to go there, too.
Okay, so you can
it's
confirm that's
there.
Where you
University
had your surgery?
Theater. University Hospital is still there.
Okay, so that's where you had your surgery.
Mm-mm. I heard my surgery at the one I was telling you, United Methodist Hospital.
Okay, yeah, but I'm saying, like, I think it might have changed names or it might have closed.
Mm.
Is this where you were going? Was it the one on 2500 North State Street for your? Is that where you went for your surgery?
I can't say that because what is it?
It's in Jackson.
So I know about you said State Street.
Yeah, North State Street.
I had to go that way too. That's right across from Jackson State Stadium on State Street.
Okay, yeah, let me check the map. You said it's right across from the stadium?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see it here. Yeah. So it's next to the Mississippi Veterans Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, like that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So the address for that is 2500 North State Street, Jackson, Mississippi. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
And they were?
Can you confirm your gender for me?
Oh, female.
Okay, and I have your first name as Renee, R-E-N-E-E, last name Myers, M-Y-E-R-S.
M-Y-E-R-S, yeah.
Okay,
M-Y.
Yeah, do you have a middle name?
Yes.
You said S?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And do you have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
And what is your social?
426-81-79-41.
Okay, just to confirm, you said 426-81-79-41. Okay, so that's 426-317-941.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And we're almost done here. I just need to confirm and check to see that I have your email correct. It's ReneeMyers1963@iCloud.com.
Say it again, one more time.
ReneeMyers1963@iCloud.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your phone number is 601-606-4363.
Yes.
Okay, and this is your smartphone?
Yes.
Okay, Renee, what's your address?
My address, P.O. Box 178, Barnes Avenue. It's B-A-R-N-E-S. Avenue A-V-E.
Okay, Barnes Avenue. You said P.O. Box 178, Barnes Avenue, right?
B-A-R-N-E-S.
Okay, gotcha. Barnes Avenue. Okay. And this is in Mississippi?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and what's your city and zip code?
Bassfield, Mississippi. B-A-S-S-F-I-E-L-D. Mississippi. 392-421.
You said area code was 392-421.
39. What did I say?
Say that one more time,
39,
the area 421. Code. 39421.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you said it was Bassfield, right?
Bassfield, B-A-S-S-F-I-E-L-D. Bassfield.
Okay, gotcha. Do you also have medical records that would show your diagnosis?
I don't know if I have done for then, because in the process, when I was doing that, my house got burned up. We had a trailer. It got burned.
Yeah, you're not sure?
I mean, I'm not sure now, because like I say, our house burned down.
Okay, gotcha. And then lastly, I just want to confirm, you said, what was the P.O. box for your address?
P.O. box 178.
178, okay.
Bowens Avenue, 39421.
Okay, gotcha.
That's it?
Okay, yeah. So you're not sure. You said you're not sure if you have medical records, right?
No, not right now. I mean, I have to go back and check and see. But I know, like I say, we had
our trailer burnt down, and we didn't save nothing.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to confirm that. Lastly, I just need an emergency contact for you. This is just someone that we can reach out to just in case anything happens to you. Do you have anyone we want to use as emergency contact?
Yeah, you can use my husband.
Okay, what's his name?
Wilbur Myers. W-I-L-B-U-R.
Okay, W-I-L-B-U-R, and then same last name as you, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's his phone number? Hello?
What?
Yeah, do you know his phone number?
It's Erica 601-606-4361.
What was the first three you cut out there?
It's 06-4361.
Yeah, what was the first three numbers? Was it the same as yours?
601-606-606. You
okay.
Doing the air show first, ain't you?
Yeah, 601-606-4361.
Yes.
Okay, and he's your husband, right?
Yes.
Okay, I assume he lives with you?
Huh?
I'm assuming he lives with you then?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, now we're almost done here. Lastly, I'm just going to read off a quick checklist. This is just to confirm that everything that we've talked about is correct. It'll only take 30 seconds, so if anything sounds wrong, you can stop me, okay?
Okay.
So we confirmed you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone else to help you with this. You were diagnosed with cancer. In your case, it was endometrial and ovarian cancer after using hair relaxers. You were diagnosed at least 2 years after you used the hair relaxers for a full year. In your case, it would have been like 30 or 40 years. And you were using it at least 4 times in a year. In your case, you did it once a month, which would have been 12 times a year. And then you also used it within the last 20 years. The last time you used it would have been around 2012. Does that all sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sounds like we're good to go then. So what I'll do is I'm just going to go ahead and start drafting up some documents for you to sign digitally. Are you able to receive text messages on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. Now, give me just a second. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send these documents to myself first, just because I want to make sure I didn't make any typos or spell any of your information wrong. So that way, before I send it to you, I make sure it's 100% correct, okay? Yeah, so give me just a brief moment. I'm going to go ahead and start making sure I can get these over to myself first, and then I'll have them over to you as soon as I can. Okay. So give me just a brief moment. Do bear with me. I'll go ahead and read off some of your information as well, just so I can make sure that it's all correct. Okay, so I see here Renee S. Myers, and your middle name is letter S as in, like, snake, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go ahead and zoom in on this because it's really small and I have trouble reading. Okay. So your birthday is November 28th, 1963, and your social is 426-317941.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and hit send on my end, and you should receive a text message coming up in just a few seconds here. It's going to contain a link to DocuSign so you can digitally sign these documents.
What is going to be coming in? What I'm looking for?
It should just pop up as a text message. It should say my name. My name's Ethan. And it should contain a link. It should say, please act on these documents. Or it should say something about documents, and it should have a link.
You want to guide me back? Because I hit the wrong button. Let me see if it's going to do this one.
Did you get any text messages yet?
Nope. Okay. Let me see by here.
Ethan. Yeah.
Yep, there it is. Go ahead and click on that. And then once you're there, it's going to tell you to put... It's going to ask you to sign the documents. You can draw it with your finger on the screen. For some parts, you have to do just initials. Other parts, you have to do full signature. So just make sure you pay attention to what goes where, okay?
Right now, I'm saying yes and no answer. Click yes.
Click yes.
Continue.
Then, yes. It should tell you exactly what to click on and where to go. It's pretty easy. But I'll be here if you need any help, okay?
Okay, I can't. What do you want me to do? Will it put the, my initials in?
Yeah, it should tell you. It should be highlighted in yellow, and it should say either draw initials or draw signature. If you click next, it'll take you to the next part by itself, so it'll do it for you. Are you having any trouble?
Yeah, I'm asking you how many times I got pain.
If you draw it once, I think there's only like 3 or 4 boxes, but it should automatically fill it when you click on it. But it'll tell you how many times you need to sign. If you just keep clicking next at the top, it'll take you to the next one all the way until you're finished.
Yes. Okay, do you see where I'm at now? Do you see where I'm at now? Do I need to hit
things
or
next? Hit next.
It's not doing that when I'm saying it.
Okay, does it say... Okay, can you click... What happens when you click send? I can't see what you're looking at. So. Okay, yeah. Does it say complete or does it say send?
It's saying... I can't see it. Thank you. I don't see that. It's either going to say next or either saying finish.
Oh, yeah. Click. Does it say finish?
Yeah.
Okay. See if you can click finish.
It's taking me back somewhere else.
Okay, yeah, what is it telling you now?
It's telling me select, sign, hear what you're saying, or whatever.
Okay, yeah, just keep going and do what it tells you to do.
Well, where am I saying? I ain't got to sign after that, right?
Tell me, what does it say?
It's saying select, initial, to sign.
Oh, yes, yes. Make sure you put your initials where it says initials. Does it let you put your initials there?
I don't see.
Do you see anything that says next?
Yeah.
Click on next.
And I hit this and I ain't doing this.
Okay, do you see anything on the page highlighted in yellow that you can click on that doesn't have a signature or initial yet?
Yeah.
Okay,
when
click on that.
I've been tapping that, they ain't doing this.
Okay, can you... So when you click on next, nothing happens?
When I hit finish, ain't nothing happening.
Okay, and when you click next, also nothing happens?
I don't know. It's stopping, like stopping right there after my last signature, where it say signature.
Okay, yeah. Did you already put your signature there, or do you still need to put it in?
Initial. I already had them put it there.
Okay, click on, so go all the way to the bottom and see if you can click on the last signature, maybe. There might be one more field that you maybe might have missed.
I don't see it.
Is there anything that's like highlighted in yellow that is empty?
I don't put an initial.
Okay, you put your initials there already?
Let me see. You won't let me do it.
Okay, you can maybe try closing the page and opening it again and start over. You might maybe the page has an error.
Okay, I don't see what you're doing right here.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to maybe try closing the page and then opening the link again and trying to refresh it?
Sure. If I close the page, it's going to leave. See what it's gonna do now.
Yeah, maybe just start over and try again.
Trying to do my name. Okay, it's going back. Let me see what it's going to do now. It's going
this is too much to be doing. That's when I say all this.
Okay.
This thing I won't do.